This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, for our fortnightly Melbourne art scene person, we got Rowan Shern on the phone with us. Welcome to the show, Rowan.
Hello, Neil, and hello, David, and what a wonderful Sunday afternoon.
It certainly is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So what's happening? It's a really tough time, Rowan, as we know right now. So many productions aren't on or being cancelled or actually just disappearing. But, you know, like this show, we try to be as positive as we can for the arts. So what happy, good stories can you tell us?
Well, look, you know, you touched on shows that, you know, have been either postponed or cancelled at the moment. But, look, there is still hope because, you know, the lockdown is supposed to finish on the 2nd of September at this stage. But, look, you know, the productions are doing their best to actually keep everybody informed, and you know, because okay, Frozen, who's playing here at the, well, was playing here in Melbourne at the moment, they're set to reopen again in early September. You know, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child is also set to recommence around the 8th of September, and I heard yesterday that Moulin Rouge, which is, you know, it's all ready to go, the set's in place, the costumes are in their dressing rooms, the cast is rehearsed. But they now need an audience. So we've seen, you know, the preview season of Moulin Rouge be postponed. But look, they're hoping to get back on stage with an audience from around the 14th of September. So look, you know, we've got some hope. We've got things to look forward to.
Yep.
That are coming up. But look, it is one of those things. It is very hard for, you know, for planning purposes. You know, you can't really do anything. And this was being replicated across the east coast of Australia at the moment. You know, there's shows in Sydney, there's shows in Brisbane. You know, only this week, Opera Australia cancelled the Ring Cycle. Well, not cancelled, but postponed it until 2022. So, look, the companies are doing their best, working with all their partners to actually ensure that the shows actually happen. So I think that's a good thing. Look, you know, a lot of people, people say, well, why does a show in Brisbane affect us? But, you know, there are a lot of people who follow the Ring Cycle around the world. So, you know, you've got the, these Wagner Knights who try to get to every production. And, you know, these big productions, you know, because they don't, they're not cheap to actually mount. And, you know, you're in the auditorium for around 15 hours seeing four productions that make up the cycle.
But you know, that whole that whole thing about people traveling the world to see the Ring Cycle, I find absolutely amazing and absolutely fascinating that people, and good on people for doing it. But Rowan, I wonder if people still do it. They might do it with the major opera companies of the world to see it or travel to see it. But it was only here in Melbourne last year, wasn't it? It was down here.
A couple of years ago.
Was it 2 years, was it?
Actually, I think it might have been slightly longer than that. But the production that that was going to be shown in Brisbane is a completely new production.
Oh, sure, so, sure. And that's Opera Australia, where the one that was here was the Victorian Opera Company, wasn't it?
Yes, I think. Last year, you know, Melbourne Opera did present one of the operas.
They were planning for the other two later on, but obviously
they're a little bit on hold. And look, you know, what we'll see down the track is Melbourne Opera will probably present all of them in repertoire. And look, you know, there are a lot of people who have gone for decades. You know, they travel the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a badge of honour to actually to say that you've actually seen every production of the ring ever been mounted in the world.
Yeah, so, people wouldn't be saying that these days. I remember when the ring cycle went to the Adelaide Festival of Arts, yes. And about 15, 20 years ago, and there was this one scene where they needed all this fire. Of course, there's lots of fire in the ring cycle, and they actually had to turn the gas off everywhere along North Terrace in Adelaide, which is one of the main streets with hotels and all that. They were told so that they had enough gas to light the flames that were on stage at the Festival Theatre for the ring cycle. Hysterical. I think that's a coup if there's ever a coup.
The funny thing, David, is I knew you were actually going to refer to that moment because I was actually living in Adelaide during that stage when that ring cycle got presented. And yes, there was a lot of flame on stage. And admittedly, there was also a lot of water on stage as well. So look, as I said, you know, the ring cycle, not all is lost. But then saying that, you know, there's been a lot of optimism from some other companies. The Melbourne International Jazz Festival announced their program for their October offering only this week. And, you know, they're looking at, you know, over 400 artists taking to the stage over 10 days, opening with the gala at Hamer Hall. But then, you know, we've got other events that are happening out in the suburbs, and you'll get to see artists such as the Bamboos. Paul Grabowski and Paul Kelly. Cooking on Three Burners are a favourite of mine. Mm. And, of course, Sando, who, you know, is just one of our most brilliant performers. So, look, the programme has just dropped, so we can go see that. Later in this week, the Melbourne International... the Melbourne Fringe Festival, it's probably gone international now, the Melbourne Fringe Festival launches its program on Friday morning. So, you know, I've spoken to quite a few artists over the past week, and, you know, I'm trying to reassure them optimistically that it will happen. Yes, the Melbourne Fringe Festival will happen in some form or another. So, and there's, look, Simon Abrahams, who is the artistic director of the festival, has just announced a sort of a new ticketing policy that benefits the audiences and the artists as well. So look out for the program that will get dropped later this week.
Now, can I actually throw something in as well? Starting on Channel 31 tomorrow at 5:30, for those who can get Channel 31 on their normal TVs, the one and only me, David Hunt, is the Art Hunter. The Art Hunter starts a weekly show on Channel 31, which I'm deliriously excited about. On top of my YouTube channel with The Art Hunter, now Channel 31 has picked up The Art Hunter. And I'm so excited, Rowan, because what I'm doing is I'm giving exposure to so many of the performing arts and visual arts here in Melbourne with this in-depth interview with the artist. So if you can get Channel 31, please watch it at 5:30 tomorrow night for episode one.
And look, I have to say, David, The Art Hunter is such a wonderful program. The artist you've actually highlighted over the past few weeks has absolutely been simply stunning.
And thank you.
You know, someone who was a Channel 31 alumni for many, many years, you know, The Art Hunter, look, the production qualities of each episode are so high. So it set a new standard, I think, in the direction of what Channel 31 aims to what you presented. And I think it's only going to lift the standard of what we see on Channel 31.
Thank you, Ron.
Heading towards the future. So congratulations on that. And look, the artists you actually have featured, you know, are very well known. They get on and they do their work, and often they're not credited, you know, with the work they do.
No.
And I think, you know, you showed a great depth and breadth of the, you know, the stunning talent that we actually have.
Well, it's only going to get better. It's only going to, I've got some more, you know, big names coming up. You know, like on the YouTube channel, which will then feature on Channel 31 down the track.
Now, if anyone's wanting to watch something, you know, there's been a lot of stuff online over the, you know, the past 18 months that you can actually have a look at. A new series that started this week, Nine Perfect Strangers, starring Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
Look, I have to...
Does her face move? Does her face move? Because the last couple of shows she's been in, you know, like the most expression she can do is roll her eyes.
Well, she is the ice queen in this, so there's more than you look, you know, as you know, she plays Marsha Dichomachenko, who is the founder of this wellness centre called Tranquillum. But what I had to laugh with it, and it's, in, you know, it looks so Australian, and it's actually been filmed up on Byron Bay, but I don't know why the producers had to set it in America. And, you know, the signage has all been changed to say it's in California, and they're driving on the wrong side of the road. And, and but, yeah, it's hilarious.
Oh, dear.
It is so obvious it was filmed in Australia. And, look, I know that it was aimed at an international market, and they do say it's a United States production. But, you know, the... You know, it's got a great cast. You know, Nicole Kidman, you know, Melissa McCarthy, in it, Luke Evans, Asha Keddie, Samara Weaving, you know, Manny Jacinto. You know, I can rattle off all these names. Bobby Cannavale. It's, look, I've seen the first three episodes, and look, I'm loving it. You know, they're not very nice people who have gone to this wellness retreat anyway, so I'm waiting for a death. But look, if anyone's wanting to, you know, support a great, you know, Australian co-production, look forward to that.
Okay.
Check that out. It's and look, it is based on an Australian novel.
Right.
So, yeah, that's something just throwing into the mix if people are looking for something to watch.
Brilliant,
this week.
Brilliant. All right. Well, thank you, Rowan. How can we find out more about the gossip that you're spreading on Sunday Arts Magazine? How do we find out more about it?
Well, you can head off to Australian Arts Review, which is www.artsreview.com.au. You can check out our website. You can look us up on Facebook and Twitter. And please sign up as well, because we update the site just about every day. And, you know, we've got some great content that was published over the past week. One highlight for me, I know it's not Australian, but the Museum of Broadway will open in Times Square in the summer of 2022.
Yep.
So, which I'm looking forward to when I get a chance to pop over to America, hopefully the late part of next year.
Yep.
But look, it's something, it's an area that I really, really love, you know, the Broadway musical.
Yep.
So,
yes, also online on ABC On Demand is the Met in New York. There's a three-part series. Yeah. It's amazing, absolutely amazing behind the scenes. Have you seen it, Neil?
I have, yeah. I started watching it, so yes, and I was reading into it. So, yeah, it is stunning.
And look, we do have to credit the ABC and its Ivy platform with being able to go back and seeing a lot of content that we probably would not have got to see. You know, the things I've seen over the past week was like covering the 20 years of David McAllister at the Australian Ballet, and where to for the Australian Ballet under David Helberg. And look, you've got things, Bangara, on other platforms, David Byrne's American Utopia.
My God. Did you see that when did you see it when it came to Melbourne?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
And I'm just sort of going, oh, my God, this is so stunning.
Yep.
It just reminded me of so many influences.
Mm.
And look, David Byrne's music, is just so wonderful to see.
And the fact is that it's the band, all you know, like they do it as performers. They're moving around the stage. It's and there's dancers and it's but it's not dancers like you think. It's all very David Byrne.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. A very stylized concert.
So yeah.
If people are wanting to check that out, look, it is brilliant.
Yeah. Well, he won a won a Tony for it.
Yes.
Yeah. So a lot, and rightly so. All right. Well, wonderful speaking to you, Rowan, as always, and we'll see you in a fortnight's time. Well, we won't see you. We'll hear from you.
You'll hear from me. So, yeah.
Yep.
Look, have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Rowan Schoen here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.